For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
It's colder down here, but it's 45, so I did turn the heat on, and that is your latest traffic and weather together. And by the way, you know, one of the great meteorologists down here at Wink, the former home of the great Don Stensland, yes. Matt Devitt, says, yes, they're still open. Matt. The Waffle House in Pensacola, Florida is open. There's a shot of the Waffle House. And it's completely covered with snow, but you can see the Waffle House is open, and it's very, very active.
Hey, Tony, cholesterol never takes a day off, sir.
That's right.
Never takes a day off. Good to have you in. We'll get to the Eagles in a little bit. But just your thoughts over the last couple of days, from the inauguration to the media coverage. We've got pastors lecturing Trump on trans rights.
I know.
Your thoughts on everything since Monday morning.
Well, one thing I realize, I'm glad I never went into a Presbyterian church. I mean, that's what it is about all these Protestants. You know, and even the Catholics, even the Pope is Satan now. I don't trust any religion. I'm going to go all Bill Maher now. I don't trust any religion. I believe in God, okay?
Thank you.
You can believe in the God you want to.
Thank you.
I believe in only one God. And to have this freak show chick go out there. By the way, speaking of that, mean tweets are back. Did you see this? Remember, we were waiting Donald Trump this morning at 12:39 a.m. While everybody else was sleeping, he got up in the White House master bedroom, Lincoln bedroom.
Yeah.
Yes. And he tweets about the pastor ripping her a new one. And by the way, I mean, seriously, I get it. She hates Trump. I get it. But anybody who thought that was respectful, no trans person is going to be arrested. You know, you can do whatever you want. That's the thing. And so look at the tweet. I mean, it's a long, he didn't call her names. He just said it was disrespectful.
We have the tweet.
And it was. Let's be honest.
We have the tweet.
We have the tweet.
We can tell Nick is Tony Bruno's Padawan because Nick, at like what, 6:32?
Yeah, Phil brought it into me. It's up on YouTube. It's on YouTube right now, Tony. If you want to,
okay, I see it. I see it now. Yes.
Yeah, it's right there.
We need Sean in here to read it in the Trump voice.
Oh, 1,000%.
By the way, the bishop was Episcopalian, not Presbyterian.
I'm sorry. What did I say? Presbyterian.
Yeah.
Episcopalians. They're Catholic light.
Yeah.
I thought Episcopalians only ate fish. Oh no, that's pescatarians.
That's pescatarians. Yeah.
Oh boy.
God. If I hear that, I'm gonna throw it through the roof.
Hey Tony,
don't make Daddy mad.
Speaking of speaking of sound bites and sound drops, you want to weigh in on our mayor and her inability to spell the football team? I've got this for you if you'd like to hear it, sir.
Now, it's not my style to criticize, as you know.
No.
Correct.
But this is Sherelle Parker, the mayor of Philadelphia, is now being absolutely buried all over the world, not just in Philadelphia. This is being played everywhere. And, you know, I think she should call Ryan Seacrest. She should have called Ryan Seacrest and said, I'd like to buy a vowel, please, because I'd like to buy an A.
I'd like
because
to solve
Sherelle
the puzzle.
Parker does not realize that there is an A in the Eagles champ. Let's go to the tape. This is the best cut. Forget the inauguration.
E-L-E-S-E-S, Eagles! Let's go, Bird!
Yeah.
That's an English teacher, Tony. That's an English teacher.
I know.
Well,
let me write it down again. It's E
L.
What is it? E
L G.
One more time, Phil.
It's six letters.
Yeah. Let me hear you all say E
L
G S.
E-S. No, she has there's the same amount of letters as the correct spelling. E A G L E S.
Yes.
She spells it E L G
S E S.
I need to hear it one more time.
Right, here you go. I got the drop.
E L G S, Eagles!
E-L-G-S-E-S.
Elgses.
What she does is she mispronounces the second letter. Tony, I'm making excuses because I know that I'm waiting. Dan Borowski has the tape from my friend Amber. We're at Isle of Capri after lunch, had a couple glasses of wine, and I might have stood on a big rock and spelled wrong, incorrectly spelled. I was like,
yeah, but you're on vacation. You're in Italy. You're not in Center City, Philadelphia, trying to get the crowd riled up. You know, trying to get the Eagle fans. Listen, I'm not going to rip Sherelle Parker, but it's just funny to me. It's just funny to me.
Tony, we've learned a lot today, but we have really learned in the last couple of takes from Dawn that it's not John Fetterman that is going to be switching parties. It's actually Dawn Stenson. She'll be going Democrat by the end of the day.
I mean, I go both ways. Never.
I got to get your thoughts on the, you know, we spent countless shows talking about the Biden crime family and the pardons. And, you know, he said he was never going to do what Trump would do with pardoning everybody. And then this week he pardons people all the way back to 2014. Family, Fauci, Liz Cheney, Mark Milley. It didn't matter if you were in Big Pharma or the military industrial complex. He pardoned the whole world in the last couple of days.
And the thing that he did in the last 15 minutes and walking out, listen, everybody knew that was going to happen. You know, and then how about the other thing? Kamala Harris leaves, gets on Air Force Two, which is no longer Air Force Two, flies out to California, and then goes up to one of the fire sites, which is Altadena, not past Altadena, which is very, very heavy minority residents, and their homes are all destroyed. So she went up there to placate the residents of Altadena, who, oh, by the way, are probably going to lose their properties because Gavin Newsom is out there now talking about, and you know what they want to do in Altadena because it's a lower income area? They're going to take over the property, allow rich people to buy it, just like they did in Hawaii with the fires out there. That property sitting there, you heard Gavin Newsom say early on that, you know, we're going to redo this. You know what he's going to redo it with? He's going to build apartment buildings and have people living in apartments. And the poor people who live there who don't have insurance, who can't afford to rebuild, are going to be out of homes. And they're going to be told, hey, listen, the best we can do is maybe a one bedroom for your entire family to live in after we have some developer.
Yeah,
exactly. I mean, that's the reality of what's happening in California. And the fact that Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass are still out there ripping Trump. And Trump says he's going to go there, right? He's going to go to North Carolina on Friday because they were really screwed over and ignored. And then he's going to go to California. He's going to North Carolina, I should say, on Friday. And then over the weekend, go to California. And Gavin Newsom, who's been ripping the guy and saying he has no control and he's spending $50 million to Trump-proof California, it's just a stupid play. You know, Gavin Newsom's got no shot. And you know how you know? Because our governor, my former governor, Josh Shapiro, is on Twitter 24 hours a day telling everybody how great he is. I don't know if you've noticed that. Josh Shapiro, every hour, puts a tweet out of how great he's been, picturing him with all these people. This guy is already campaigning for 2028 because he can smell the burnt carcass of Gavin Newsom all the way up in Harrisburg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like a shark. He smells blood in the water. He knows this is the opportunity. Yep. Although I would argue, and I don't know if you agree with this, Philadelphia Inquirer has a column yesterday. John Fetterman denies party change rumors. So we take him at his word. He's not going to become a Republican. I actually think right now that you could argue Fetterman would have a better chance than Shapiro of being the Democrat nominee in 2028 in Pennsylvania to run for president. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely, especially if he wears the shorts and the hoodie. You know, wearing a hoodie is – I mean, look, we wear hoodies. I wore a hoodie last week on the show. I think – you know, the whole thing, the amazing thing about Fetterman, we talk about stroke victims. John Fetterman is proof that you can have a stroke. Not everybody who has a stroke recovers. Obviously, he had great – if you have great doctors and you take care of it. Miss Robin's mom had a stroke recently, but luckily she had an injection of this newest drug that's out there, that if you get injected early, it will lessen the effect so that you can be taken to the hospital and taken care of. So, you know, the technology is great now. But John Fetterman is more astute now. AOC, meanwhile, is acting like a total nut job with this whole, I mean, let's go back to just a couple days ago, the Hitler salute.
Yep.
You can't hate the media enough, right?
Thank you.
The media, and then you know, and then Adam Schiff, the most shameless crook in the history of this country. He has no shame. He gets pardoned. Oh, he's a crumb creep coward.
You're a coward.
And the fact that CNN and MSNBC already since day one are all over, oh, he's Hitler. Look at the Hitler salute by Elon Musk. Meanwhile, and even PBS, which should be defunded before the end of this week, PBS and NPR should never get a single dime of taxpayer money. Just have them pimp on the air. Keep them on the air. I don't want anybody taken off the air. Mm-hmm. Pimp on the air, and then they better come up with more tote bags and things to give away.
Try selling ads like we do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Amen. Exactly. Try having a great show on and then stopping it every 15 minutes to have the phones ringing with a couple of boring people standing around the phones that aren't ringing, telling that you can spend $2,000 and get the complete DVD purchase of Pavarotti on PBS, on Channel 12 in Philadelphia, at NPR.
Damn right.
NPR needs injections of whatever Trump is taking. They should bring it to NPR so the people on the air there can sound like they're awake. Is there a more boring listen than ever putting NPR on your radio anywhere?
No, sir.
These people sound like they're in a mausoleum, for God's sake.
So in the first 22 days of this calendar year, we have our first media hoax against Trump. And we have mean tweets at 12:39 in the morning. I'm ready for 2026.
Good night, everybody.
I mean, what else? There's nothing left to do. It's over.
I think we need to get John Fetterman and Mayor Parker together Sunday afternoon. I think they should both be at Lincoln Financial Field. Sherelle Parker, there should be a stage. You know when everybody runs out? When all the Eagles players, but Sherelle Parker should be running out with the Eagles flag. And then John Fetterman in shorts. It's a shame it's not going to snow this weekend. John Fetterman with the hoodie and the shorts running out saying, Eagles! And then Sherelle Parker doing the chant. Yeah. I mean, well, if that doesn't encourage the Eagles to win and go to another Super Bowl, I don't think anybody else. I don't care who you bring out. You can bring out the Brian Dawkins. You can bring out anybody you want. Sherelle Parker and John Fetterman must be at Lincoln Financial Field for kickoff.
He's not an Eagles fan, is he?
No, he's a Steelers fan.
Well, he is now, yeah. Well, the Steelers lost, so.
It's, Tony, you referenced AOC reacting to Elon Musk's alleged Nazi salute.
She's still going crazy, by the way.
Yeah, we have a little bit of that audio if you want to hear it.
Yeah, let's
go. This is the United States of America.
Uh-oh.
And I don't care what Elon Musk is doing behind a presidential seal. In this country, we hate Nazis. Kind of like a foundational defining thing. Probably the most foundational defining things about American history is that we beat the Confederates and we beat the Nazis. And
you beat them, Sandy.
I don't know what side people may be on today, but I still am not rocking with anyone sympathetic to Nazis. And I will do that until I am 6 feet in the ground. Like, kind of foundational to me as a human being. And so, if you're cool and want to defend the Sig Hails and the Nazi salutes, whatever you want to do, that's on you. I'm on the opposite side of that. I'm not with the Nazis. How about that?
Wow.
I mean,
that's good.
But it's very important,
very brave of her,
for us to assert these things.
All right, she's just so pretty.
Yeah.
You know what, Elon? She's not having a baby with you. That's what we get out of
that. You know how she? That's by the way. That's the latest update. The first one was she went on her IG account and basically said that Elon Musk did a Nazi salute after she was completely torched and had people putting pictures of Hillary Clinton, everybody doing the same gesture, including her at a rally. All of a sudden, you know, she doesn't talk about a Nazi salute anymore because that was debunked, because that's what the media, even PBS, even like real news organizations, NewsHour, they were all saying the same thing, that Elon Musk did a Nazi salute. So they jumped on that instantly because, you know, the same people who said, yeah, we have to unite as a country, immediately going after Trump. And they can do that, and that's what they expect to do. That's how it'll be interesting to see how MSNBC and CNN stay alive without, because they're going to have to go back to the Trump bashing every day. And the question is, will people out there finally realize that they're now just urinating in the wind? Because we can't say pissing in the wind, can we?
No, you can't say that.
Urinating in the wind. When will people see AOC and finally realize that she is too stupid to make a Perrier and water at any local bar in the Philadelphia, New York, New Jersey, tri-state area? This woman is dumber than a box of rocks.
Well,
and the
fact that she's not dumb.
She's ignorant. That's the thing.
She's either dumb or she's playing a character.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this. I pick up my teenager from high school. What are all the girls talking about? That Elon Musk. Did you see that Nazi? He's like, Mom, all the girls.
Of course. Of course.
And so, of course, all the guys, they know what's what because they're looking at different sites, but they're like, oh, because it's the hot chicks, right? It's school. So they're all going to go, oh, you know what I mean?
Well, it's always the hot chicks.
She's mid. She's mid. I mean, let's be honest. She's a hit it and quit it. I hate to say that. People say would. Of course I would.
She's a beautiful young lady. But all the girls, you know, she reaches, all the girls follow her. All the teenagers, she's been her hero. All the teenage girls follow her.
Is she a hero to anyone with an IQ above 12?
It's not there. I mean, this is a piece of it. Social media is where it's at, and that's why it's smart that Trump realized, thank God for Barron, that Trump and many people are realizing, get your message out there and educate people, because not everybody's going to watch, us or Joe Rogan.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but the bottom line is, you know, what she's saying are lies. If she's speaking truth to power,
then
I get it. But she's not speaking truth to power. She's pumping lies. Everybody who hates misinformation, nobody has more information than this broad.
Here's her biggest problem when you talk about being stupid. She says, I don't rock with the Nazis, but you rock with Gaza? That's a good point. What is the mission statement of Gaza? What was the mission statement of the Nazis? To eradicate the Jewish population.
Exactly. Yes. She was out there at Columbia. She was out there with all these stupid, who, by the way, are still out there. All these Ivy League smart people are still out there calling, Jews the worst things on earth, as now we're seeing hostages being released and seeing what's been done to them. Listen, I don't want anybody to die in wars, but don't start wars if you don't want to get eradicated. And Hamas killed Jewish citizens and American citizens. And this dunce is out there talking about, I don't stand with Nazis. She's been standing with all. What's a person who hates Jews called in the modern day? Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's 1930s Germany. If you're if it's 2025 United States of America and you hate Jews, you are literally Hitler, AOC. Now, go make me a drink, honey.
Yeah.
Go get me a drink.
Here's the thing.
And then maybe dance around a little bit. I want to see her dance again like she wasn't up on that roof. Remember that when she was dancing?
She can dance. She went to Boston. She went to BU. She's bright. And my point to you is she's not an idiot. You talked about a war. This is her war. She's part of being a warrior for the misinformation and disinformation. And she's part of this. This is a narrative.
This is an agenda.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So the problem here is there is a section of the country, maybe eighth grade girls on up because of their moms, maybe, that they believe this. And so they're just indoctrinating, and they're female. Mm-hmm. They're not male. These are eighth grade through, I would say, high school, early college. That's her target audience, and she's getting through to them.
I'm exhausted.
No, I hear what you're saying, Dawn, but let me ask you this. Now,
do I have to?
Of course, Barron Trump, right? He's a college kid. How old is he now? 19, 20? 18, right? He's in college. He goes to a pretty good institution. You ask teenage girls, Barron Trump or AOC? What are they going to say? because we haven't heard Barron Trump say anything. He doesn't talk about politics or Nazis or salutes. You don't really hear him say anything. Mm-hmm. But when he did the thing over the ear, I knew Nick Cale immediately got his WWE antennas up. You see that the other day?
I said that. We had this debate yesterday. We had this debate yesterday, and I said that everything Nick loves about the WWE is what Barron Trump did at that at that ball, and he's like, no.
Yeah, I'm more of a Kai Trump fan. I think she's the up and coming family star.
Are you supposed to are you supposed to move the hand around and then put it up to the air?
I loved it. I loved it. I thought what he did was amazing. 18 basking in the he's doing what every 18-year-old should do and bask in that glory a little bit. Absolutely.
Well, unlike Dan Borowski, he's a tall guy who can actually probably dunk a basketball. And Dan has admitted that even though he's a tall dude, he cannot touch the rim.
We should do a giveaway for the Travis Mannion Foundation. A bid on the rights to watch one-on-one hoops with Borowski versus Barron.
Oh, my gosh.
That awesome. Would sell for $20,000.
That'd be amazing.
My God.
And Kai Trump, I watch her little channel. She's adorable.
I just love her golf game. Yeah. She is an unbelievable golfer. I'm so jealous.
She's just so natural and, you know, just sweet. I love her.
We said yesterday, Tony.
I'm not disagreeing with Dawn about young women liking AOC. I mean, young men like AOC, old men like AOC, horny men like AOC, desperate lonely guys like AOC. By the way, where's her doughboy ginger boyfriend that she used to walk with? Didn't she dump
Riley,
him?
Riley.
Old firecrotch.
Well, Riley, did she dump that buffoon?
Well, he was sitting on the bed cross-legged doing those hostage videos. And since she rocks with Gaza, she probably decapitated him months ago.
Oh, man.
And by the way, I hate to make up rumors because this isn't an innuendo show or TMZ.
No.
But how about Michelle Obama? Where is she? Maybe Michelle Obama is with AOC's doughboy boyfriend. Has anybody thought of that possibility?
Have you guys seen the big rumor?
Uh-oh.
What's that?
Okay, this is...
About the woman that I despise more than any celebrity ever?
Jennifer Aniston and...
Yes, you know I'm America's biggest Jennifer Aniston hater.
Who?
Wait, hang on. Everybody stop.
What? You guys, haven't heard this?
No, come on. Tell us.
It's probably on the Daily Mail this way.
No, this has been for days. When Michelle Obama didn't show up at the Jimmy Carter funeral, you know, while she was in Hawaii and she was on vacation, so she couldn't come back. Then when the inauguration, she wasn't there. And then Barack Obama was seen at some glitzy Italian restaurant over the weekend in Washington with another woman. And then the rumor started that he was seeing Jennifer Aniston. Yeah. And what a perfect combination. Barack Obama dumping or being dumped by Michelle Obama for a childless cat lady in Jennifer Aniston, who is also someone who will never have a child, doesn't want to have a child.
She's adopted kids, though. Mm-hmm. Isn't she?
I know. No, I'm saying, but, you know, childless cat lady is the women who tell women... Yeah. The women who tell women who have actually born children how to do, it's like Oprah telling everybody how to get married and how to raise children when she's never been married and has never had a child.
Didn't they?
So I don't want to be lectured by cat. Nothing wrong with catless.
Yeah, you
have cats.
Yeah,
I have cats, so I'm not a cat dad. I love all animals, especially females.
He's an equal opportunity.
Didn't Obama post a photo of him and Michelle for their anniversary or something like that? They were in front of some like wine cellar or something.
Yeah, the little table.
I don't know what sites you two are looking at.
You go from Michelle to Jennifer. That's an upgrade, as Beyonce would say. Let me upgrade, as she doesn't sing at Kamala's concert in Houston.
I don't know. There are a lot of.
And the other thing, the big takeaway for me for this week with the inauguration is the obsession of all of these mean billionaires who are all at the inauguration. Yeah, that's right. Because nobody's going to respect self-made billionaires like Bezos and Elon Musk and the Apple guy and all the people that were there. Even Zuckerberg, when he's not looking down at fake boobs, which I used to look at when she was the weekend sports anchor in Los Angeles at the Fox station.
Oh,
did you
really?
Know that Lauren Sanchez did weekend television sports in Los Angeles?
Is that right?
And even back in,
she looks
in
like
2000,
she, did,
yeah. she was the week, but she didn't have the she didn't have the whole fake package yet.
Hey,
but
Tom,
she
was
gorgeous.
Are those real?
Well, not the ones now, back then, because she's a gorgeous woman. unfortunately, you know, she's been overdone now, which is what happens when you're married to one of the richest guys on earth and you're on a yacht every day. But the Zuckerberg glancing at her is the absolute greatest memory of that event, where they're sitting there and she's got the, you know. Now, Dawn, I didn't hear your take on this. Was that appropriate or inappropriate to wear at an inauguration?
I tell you what, Megyn Kelly scorched her, you know what.
Yeah.
She roasted her.
The thing about it is, I think that she had a white jacket on because they were in church earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So in church, she did have an appropriate, pretty white jacket. Right. But then for the inaugural, let those bad boys just hang on out, you know?
if your husband or boyfriend is willing to spend all that money, although the lips and stuff, I mean, she's a beautiful woman, Lauren Sanchez. I used to lust after her when I was in L.A. I met her. She was doing weekend sports. Can you imagine a weekend sports anchor in Los Angeles or Philadelphia, you know, hooking up with the richest man on one of the richest men on earth?
And
how great is that?
And eventually, like everybody else, Tony, she got tired of being told, let's get it back to the Eagles, and she got out of that industry.
If you hit that one more time, I'm throwing it out the window.
When LA did not have a football team, now they have two of them.
Let's get
and
it
nobody
back to
cares
the,
about either
get,
one.
Let's get it back to the Dodgers or H-1B visas, Tony. Your thoughts.
I got
to
say both.
By the way, the Dodgers have signed every single player available, and they will have a 53-man roster because they just keep signing everybody. So we may not even have to have a season.
Right.
Just give the Dodgers the trophy right now.
Yeah, that's why Bryce Harper's pimping protein shakes on social media now.
Both Lauren Sanchez and Jeff Bezos look nothing like they did 30 years ago.
I was just going to say the same thing.
They're both plastic.
Dude, Bezos has had a ton of work done.
Of course. They're both
plastic.
It's Bezos.
Come on, man.
Whatever.
It's Bezos. It's not Bezos. What's the matter with you? Where's your Greek love?
Sorry.
That's right. He is Greek.
Bay.
Any name that ends in an S, Greek.
Bay.
Yeah, she's still his fiance. I don't know that. Are they going to go through with
the
marriage?
They're not married, no. So. It's like Robin and I. We're not married.
But
I don't have to pay for Robin's plastic surgery. Because Robin doesn't get plastic surgery.
Let me get your thoughts on a couple. This is unbelievable. What a segue this will be. So before we get to football, where sports and politics and social things, you know, collide as usual. ESPN on Monday night aired the Donald Trump message, his ad, his statement to the nation on inauguration night, right in the middle of the halftime show on ESPN during the halftime of Notre Dame and Ohio State. And then I also saw this, that FanDuel and DraftKings also had big billboards at Trump's inauguration. And FanDuel had actually a few years ago distanced themselves from politics and things like that.
Right.
Now all of a sudden you have ESPN, you have sports betting apps. It just goes to show you that everybody's jumping on the bandwagon right now. And I know for you as a former ESPN employee, and we talked about it, they didn't air the anthem after the terror attacks in New Orleans.
Right.
Now, to make up for it, they are playing Trump messages at halftime of the national championship, Tony.
By the way, did you see I made the New York Post yesterday? How about that?
Did you really?
Your boy, yeah. I posted about the CBS Morning Show and Gail
King.
What's her name? Gail King. Gail King, I guess, went on the air the other day and was commenting on all the white people who were in the Capitol Rotunda.
Yeah, we played that.
And then that immediately got all kinds of reaction. So I reacted. I know Gail King. You know, and she's talking about the makeup of the people in the Capitol. There are too many white people, or whatever she was trying to imply. And then I wrote, Megyn Kelly wrote some. I mean, a lot of people were. I tweeted. I was one of the three tweets about that made the New York Post yesterday on the big story about that uprising. It's not really an uprising. People are like, what? By the way, CBS Morning News. CBS has Nate Burleson, right?
Yeah.
Who's a great on-air talent, former player, right?
Yep. Yep.
He's doing NFL on CBS. He's doing the new Hollywood Square show. Mm-hmm. He's everywhere. He's doing Nickelodeon. God bless him.
Yep.
Nobody cares about what race you are. Nate Burleson is a rising star in sports media and news media. Because remember, even on ABC's Good Morning America, look at the athletes who are now making the transition from sports to news media. That's why when people say to me, people like me who's been in both news and sports, stick to sports. I've done both. I wasn't a sports guy who got into news. I was a news guy who got into sports. So yep. You can speak about sports if you have the capacity to understand what you're talking about and just use common sense. So that I don't have any problem with any race being on television doing sports. Look at all the sports guys that became news guys because they started in sports and then transitioned to news.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Let's transition.
Are
to
we
sports.
Still transitioning? By the
no,
way,
no, no, no. There's only right two. Now. There's only two genders, done, and you're either man or woman. I think Mr. Rogers said that back in the day, right? When you're born,
no,
a boy,
it was a kid
a
on.
Boy.
No,
and then,
that was
and then he
on
changed the... his sweater, and trolley came out, and he, you know, he did the shoe bit.
No, it was from the movie. Kingdom. It was from the movie Twins, wasn't it?
Ah.
Where the little kid said, "Girls have vaginas." That boys was, have penises.
That was
you don't have
cop.
That?
That was Kindergarten Cop.
Kindergarten Cop. Yeah, thank you. Yes. I knew it was one of the Schwarzenegger movies,
was.
Right?
Yep. Yeah.
And you don't have that in the system?
We don't.
No.
We should.
I should.
Yeah, right.
It's a bad job out of me.
What's the matter with you guys?
I'll put that in and we'll replace the rim shot.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I haven't heard a rim shot on this show in years.
What are you talking about?
It's an outrage.
He's done it three times
I've
in
done
this
three
segment.
Times today.
Dad's going to get really mad, Nick.
And if he does it again, I'm going to throw the thing out the window.
Go back and listen on the app.
Just getting aggravated.
Let's get to the Eagles. Eagles Commanders Sunday, the right to play in the Super Bowl and get hosed by the refs and Patrick Mahomes. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, it's so funny because the same people, you know, who are praising all these other quarterbacks are all down on Jalen Hurts. All Jalen Hurts does is win. When you get to this point of the season, it's not about style points. You know, did the Eagles play great? No. But there was a ball that was caught at the goal line, and then it was called back for a penalty. A.J. Brown dropped the ball right near the goal line. Mm-hmm. The Eagles were running all over the Rams. They were sacking and getting turnovers. When you're in the playoff game, whether it's snow or not, the Eagles bounced the Rams out there in L.A. in a beautiful dome. And so, to me, everybody wants to give report cards as soon as the game's over. Enjoy the game. You know, it's everything's got to be, well, Jalen Hurts is not the guy. He sucks. Meanwhile, we're going to see a guy he's playing against who's a rookie who shows you what poise is under pressure. And this mm-hmm. kid's great. The Eagles are this is going to be a tough game. But we're going to see. The Eagles are now 6-point favorite. It started as 5, went down. It's up to 6. And so the Eagles should win the game at home. But I'm not counting this Washington Redskin team out. And they're the Redskins to me.
Yes.
Because you know what? The last time Washington was in an NFC championship game, you know what their name was?
The
Washington Redskins.
91.
And they should be the Redskins forevermore.
There you go. We've ended DEI and all this other nonsense. Now we need to make the Washington Commanders once again the Washington Redskins. And most Native American
exactly.
groups were fine with it. It was
exactly.
It was true.
By the way, remember
liberals.
The great... And I'm sure Phil Almquist will remember this and everybody. Redbone. Remember the group Redbone? Who did Come and Get Your
yes.
Love back in the day?
Come and Get Your
They were
your
Native
love.
Americans. Yeah, Come and Get Your... Now, there was a remake of that, too. A lot of people have done it, but the original was Redbone, which was a group of Native American singers. And Redbone is not offensive to Native Americans. And so this is all... You know what this started? It started in D.C. with all these sanctimonious sports writers who would sit up, and every couple of years they would come up with, "We got to get rid of the Redskins." And that's when it all started. And then it would become a big deal, and then it would quiet down again. Mm-hmm. And then when the Redskins sucked, they would bring it back up again because they wanted to get something going on in the Washington sports media. And then they finally got the change, and now the guy who just lost his bid and spent millions of dollars trying to get a stadium built in downtown Philadelphia on Market Street, now he's the guy. And by the way, did you see the guy going around ripping, guy on a bicycle, ripping the Sixers owner? Because they didn't get the stadium built in Center City.
No.
He has a sign on his bicycle, and he's going over from Camden to Philadelphia, and it's a very, very profane sign ripping the owner of your New Jersey Devils, your 76ers, and I think he owns a European soccer team, too, right? And the Redskins.
Yeah. Are you talking about Josh Harris?
Josh Harris, yeah.
Yeah.
There's
Harris.
A lot of Josh Harris hate out there.
Yeah, you're right.
They're blaming Josh Harris for giving in and not building the stadium, the new Sixers Arena on Market Street. They're outraged out there.
Yeah, the media asked, you know, John Fetterman what he thought about Josh Harris, and he said this.
He's just a wang.
By the way, I'm getting I'm getting hate. I'm getting yelled at for what? The rim shot. Everybody seems to like the rim shot.
Oh.
Marcus Aurelius.
You're damn right. The rim shot. I wouldn't have a career if it wasn't for the rim shot.
Marcus Aurelius says, screw you, bland manager. We like the rim shot.
Ooh. Okay.
Peter M. On the YouTube chat says, I love the rim shot. So there's a lot of them up there who says, Nick, it's your show. You can do what you want. Fine.
You're damn right.
Fine. Whatever you want.
All right, here's what I want to do next, since it's my
whatever
damn show.
You want.
I want to get,
or as a woman said in a movie, anything you want, anything.
There you go. So you talked about Jennifer Aniston, and you know she could be a pain in the ass, but apparently Carrie Underwood was also a pain in the keister, even though she put on a good show publicly with her singing performance at the inauguration. Phil, let's have this. This is K1, and I believe this includes the technical mishaps leading up to her performance. Let's listen to this. Let's play it, and we will evaluate both audio and visually. Play this K1. I'll just sing it, she said.
You know the words, help me out here.
There you go.
Beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesties.
One plane.
America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Yeah.
I get goosebumps. That was amazing.
Yeah, you know, and I joked on Twitter, and you can follow me at Tony Bruno Show on X. I said, imagine if he had Lizzo up there instead of her, and then there was no power and there was no sound. At least she would have twerked, when they were trying to find the music.
Yeah, or made her backup dancers eat bananas and all sorts of other weird things that she was alleged to have done.
Well, you got to do what you got to do.
Right.
But can you imagine somebody, somebody who doesn't need auto-tune or doesn't, and I'm not knocking Lizzo, she has her bit. If you like Lizzo, I don't hate Lizzo, but that's what you do.
Yeah.
Right? But there was like a note, you notice there was like, it sounded like the music was starting, and then all of a sudden it stopped, and she's up there. All right, what do we do? But you've got to give her credit. She handled that profession.
Yeah. They must have been using wide orbit and the system crashed.
So what was the what was the allegation that she was a diva backstage?
So the New York Times and the Daily Mail said that she had a list of demands for Trump's inauguration performance after she threw a hissy fit. Carrie was the inauguration day diva, insiders told the Daily Mail and the New York Post. She had been telling everyone who wanted to listen that Trump called her personally to ask her to perform. She hired an army of security, was requesting a handmade designer dress for the performance, and she demanded she be allowed a team of 20 people, as well as she, of course, demanded tickets for her family and friends on top of that as well, and that she was just very difficult to deal with, making a high range of demands for her performance.
That's the New York Post and the Daily Mail that wrote that? Yeah, I don't
New
believe...
New York Post?
Yeah, I don't believe any of that. Was it the New York Post that wrote that?
I've got the Daily Mail.
It's not true until TMZ confirms it. I don't believe anybody.
I don't think it was the Post, was it?
It says in
the article.
Well, they're the same company. It's the same...
Yes.
Publication, basically.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was the podcast.
Yeah, why should anybody care about that now? Doesn't remember Mariah Carey, and she would ask for like certain water, temperature, there's got to be this and that. This is what people do.
Well,
and I don't think she was paid, right? She wasn't paid to go there.
I don't know what she was compensated other than maybe, just, hey, this is a monstrous, moment. You're going to have a ton of people tuning in. And I went back to the story, she was being ripped by left-wingers. Oh, how dare you go to Trump? And I'm like, I have no...
Yeah,
she might be a Republican, Tony. I don't know. I don't care. It's an unbelievable honor to perform there.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
That's the whole relevance.
Here's what I would say. The New York Post, I'm looking at what they're reporting. they're saying they said she had a quick response to the technical difficulties.
Oh yeah, that's what we just played.
Right,
yeah.
Preceding her performance. I don't see the New York Post saying she was a diva.
Well, they're talking about the way she was before the performance in the lead up. You know, I mean, she's obviously putting on a good show there. Like, oh no worries, I can sing it without it. You know, sing the words along with me. Which, by the way, Kamala doesn't know the words to that. There's no doubt about it.
You could see her behind her.
Uh huh.
But she said so. They were just so it was like almost a 2 minute delay.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see her, she's like mouthing and she's just mouths like, I can just sing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then she just sings.
Right. Well, she can't throw
it. That didn't look like a diva performance to me. No. She decided, all right, let's just do it a cappella.
No, they're saying that in the build up to it with the demands that she was difficult to get to do everything. I need this. I want that. Of course, she's putting on a good show in public. She's not going to, you know, she's not going to go Bill O'Reilly on America.
But did she say she wanted to do it? But Nick. Did she say one of her demands was that she do it a cappella instead of with the Marine Band or the Navy Band, whichever band was there that day?
I'm not her booking agent. I have no idea.
But it looks like she was waiting for music to start, and it never did.
Yeah, it's like
that's what made it awkward. But then the way that she handled it after the music stopped after like two notes, and then she sang it a cappella, I thought that was brilliant.
I don't know.
By the way. What did Jeff Bezos, what did all those other guys, didn't they have security? Didn't they demand all kinds? We heard that from Jim Worthington, didn't even get to bring his wife.
No doubt, yeah.
And Bezos gets to bring the beautiful but fiancé.
Yep.
So, you know what I mean? Like, if we want to say, like, divas, why is the one, you know, most famous woman who everybody wants to attack because she's a famous singer... And Trump got a big pop singer to go there.
Mm-hmm.
I just think this is an attack, and that's my take. I don't think she's a diva.
Well,
or I'll say this. She's no more a diva than any of those diva girls, I'll say in air quotes, Zuckerberg sure. and, you know what I mean?
Lauren Bezos Sanchez.
And, yeah, all of them.
Yeah, of course.
So she wants a gown, so
yeah,
what? That's standard.
Yeah, they're all
so they want security.
They
want tickets.
Act. I have no problem with what she requested whatsoever. I mean, she's not some schlub from, a corner bar performing on a Friday night. I mean, she's the biggest act in country music, short of Taylor Swift. I mean, the only person that would have trumped her, no pun intended, as far as name value, would have been Taylor Swift. No question.
You think Taylor Swift could have done a cappella better than her?
No. But I'm just saying in the hierarchy right now today.
Well, no, you're right. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, she's the biggest draw going. I had to take my daughter.
It's a good thing they didn't bring out Billy Ray Cyrus to sing it.
Oh
my gosh.
Yeah, when did he morph into Rob...
Lowe?
Not Rob Lowe. My God.
Rob Zombie?
Well, yeah,
Rob
Zombie. He looks like Rob Zombie.
Dracula.
Oh. Was he creating the new Mike Myers Halloween movie? Unbelievable. All right. I think that's it. We've covered everything. Do we not cover something? Is there a story we missed?
We got it all.
We got it
one more time, though. Sherelle Parker, ladies and gentlemen, think of this as we get close to the potential for an Eagles going back to the Super Bowl this Sunday if they beat the Washington Redskins. I want to hear the mayor. I want to hear her every hour. She should be like the chime at the top of the hour.
She should be our
every
legal
hour
ID between... and jingle.
Exactly right.
Eagles!
Mayor Parker, one more time, baby. Come on. I can't call her baby.
Eagles!
Your Honor. We call her Your Honor.
It's amazing.
E-L-E-S-E-S.
Amazing.
Tony Bruno, I think tomorrow morning we might do a Democrat spelling bee in the 9 o'clock hour. You think that would be a
rating? That's called Common Core spelling. Is there there's Common Core math? Is there Common Core spelling as well?
Yeah, we're gonna say we'll throw out a couple of words like Rocky, cheesesteak, the art museum. Can you spell art museum?
Oh, boy.
Can I just tell you something? The reason they're saying she's a diva is she was telling everybody, anybody who would listen.
I can't get over this.
I know. That Trump called her personally to ask her to perform. That's why they're calling her a diva, because she's bragging that she was so excited that the president called her to perform.
By the way,
is that making her a diva?
It was,
no.
It was it was tabloids that wrote this. It was the Daily Mail. It was the Mirror.
Yeah.
I have all the stories in front of us.
But that's their quote.
Even the New York Post wouldn't put this on page six. And they put anything on page six.
She wasn't nasty.
I have gotten under Dawn's skin and a lot of the audience today.
It. It's amazing.
I can't.
Damn it, Nick. This is a show about fake. See, now if Trump were here, it'd say, you are the fake news. Kale, you are... See that guy in the back? That's Nick Cale. He's the fake news.
Fake news.
Tony, I woke up today and I chose violence.
Oh, we really have to break.
And that's why I'm going
to
take a nap in about an hour and 20 minutes. Cale and Company, Tony Bruno, thank you so much. Enjoy your cold weather. At
good night, everybody. Good night, I'm going to hope it gets up. It's 49 degrees, so don't worry. I'm hunkered down here in Cape Coral, Florida.
There you go. So,
thoughts and prayers, buddy.
There you go. 9 o'clock hour brought to you by Robert Half, which we've established is better than Robert Full. 9 out of 10 hiring managers. That's a bad joke. I'm going to get rid of that one. I used it once. They're having difficulty hiring. Well, Robert Half is here to help. Their recruiting professionals utilize an award-winning AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. A whole bunch more on the way as we continue here on Cale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
My friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, featuring the very latest luxury vehicles from today's top brands. I'm talking about Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, Land Rover, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, and more. These models have such sleek new designs and innovative features powered by the very latest in technology. And right now, Piazza has thousands of new and certified pre-owned vehicles available across their Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey dealerships. Piazza Premium Automobiles stands out. Visit them. Piazza, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Cale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Can I say this? Will the Dawn Show make news again like she did yesterday? I don't know if, Nick, you saw this, a clip of Dawn's interview with Zach made the Channel 6 news yesterday.
Oh!
Channel 6 news.
A little action news.
A little action news. Talked to one of the producers yesterday about it. I said, whatever you do, make sure to credit the Dawn Stensland Show.
Yes.
And they took the video.
And they did.
Yeah, and it was white, though. Did you notice that, Dawn? Like, it was, they took the YouTube video, and at the very top it says, credit the Dawn Stensland Show, but it was white, so it was really hard to see. I didn't love that. I didn't love that, but, you know.
Yeah.
Walter Perez did a good job.
He did. The guy that throws it to him, though.
The guy that talks like this.
What's his name?
Oh, Rick.
At least 6ABC, you know, Jimmy Kelly's favorite numeric channel, was willing to say the Dawn Stensland Show and get it correct.
Well,
unlike Fox News, who every time Zioli was on there yesterday.
Zioli was on with Dana.
He was on there with America's Newsroom, and it said, radio host Rich Zioli.
Yeah.
Radio host where?
Funny, he can make it into the Fox News studio, but can't make it into our studios.
I think somebody drove him.
They did.
I was texting
Mike Francesa. He's got his own car, man.
I was texting with him yesterday. I'm just busting his balls.
Bust him.
Fox News sent a car for him.
Because he can't drive.
He can't drive. No.
It's Talk it's Radio 1210 WPHD.
I know.
Radio host.
Philadelphia radio host.
You would, unless you're a regular or you're one of the people that listens to this station and knows Zioli, you wouldn't know if he's from Philadelphia or the Philippines.
Yep.
You'd have no idea.
It's true.
Unbelievable. But I digress. I can't fix television. I can only make radio great.
But we can just put it out on social media.
Yep.
I know. I'm gonna tweet Fox. But I don't want, you know, Rich to get in trouble, so I don't want to burn a bridge for him. All right, anywho, let's find out what's going on in the world of news. Time for a Dawn Stensland Big 3 at 9:30.
It's the Big 3 and 9 on Cale and Company.
Sponsored by Meineke. Number one, speaking of yesterday, talking to Zachary Real of Philadelphia, United States Marines, son and grandson of law enforcement police here in Philadelphia. One of those J6ers who has been in prison for nearly 4 years, released by President Donald J. Trump through the commutations and pardons, and just released at about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And then thanks to Dan Borowski, our great executive producer, he got that interview, and we nailed that down. I was putting out the word. He was putting out the word. Now we have the largest police organization in the United States, which we all remember, of course, endorsed and fully backed Donald J. Trump in the last three elections, speaking out about this, putting out word, condemning the president's decision to pardon more than 1,500 J6ers, some of whom they say were actually convicted and or confessed to attacking or being involved in attacking or, you know, pepper spraying, whatever, law enforcement officers, injuring officers. There are some civil suits. As far as locally, I'll point out to you that there's a lot of confusion over this, but Zachary Real locally, like I say, he was never charged or convicted with ever injuring anybody or doing any violence. But
there wasn't video of it? I thought I saw a video of
what,
it.
Okay. What happened was, I covered the whole thing. He was never charged, accused, never convicted of anything regarding violence. It was that seditious conspiracy.
Yeah.
You know, the clause that the Supreme Court overruled that we've talked a lot about, the Fisher ruling. But he, at the last minute in court, the federal prosecutors brought out a video. I've seen it. It's very distant and vague. They claimed that it was him. Even if you look at the reporting, they claimed that it was him while he was on the stand. He was one of the few who took, in his own defense, wanted to take the stand. And he said something to the effect of, look, if I hurt anybody, I apologize. I would never want to hurt anybody, or something to that effect. So they pushed for a mistrial multiple times during the trial because they were bringing out evidence that people weren't even charged with and that the defense attorneys never even had a chance, which that's a big violation. So there was a whole thing with it. You can go back. I mean, I've printed everything out. I have hundreds of pages of the court proceeding. To me,
there's just two things with this. I'm going to criticize police unions, and then I'm going to defend police in a moment. To me, the police union, you shouldn't be condemning this because Trump said for many, many months he was going to pardon these individuals. So you knew that in advance before you endorsed him. You can't have this public buyer's remorse once he does that. That being said, I don't really think any of this is complicated. I feel like people try to make things more of a gray area than they need to be. And this is not about Zach Brown. This is just about, in general, January 6th, if you were there, if you committed a crime, you should be dealt with accordingly. If you assaulted or put your hands on an officer, I don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat. I'm pro-law enforcement, regardless of your political affiliation. So if it was proven, then you deserve to get the punishment that you got. Now, if it's dicey, if it's murky, if it's like we can't really tell on the video, is that really him? Then obviously that should be, I think, left up to, you know, quote, jurors.
Well, they never charged him.
Right. Well, and if you never charged somebody, then how can you punish somebody, right?
Tangible evidence. Why didn't they charge him?
That's what I don't get. Now, if your rights were truly violated as a citizen and you did nothing wrong and you were, you know, denied due process, then I'm all in your camp. I'm in favor of all of it. But I've just never been one of these people that says, oh, well, is he, well, he apologized. Like, I'm sorry. I don't give Democrats a break or liberals a she apologized, so she should get out of jail. No, if you didn't, apologies. This is in fifth grade. My daughter apologized for spilling the water. Okay, apology accepted. That's the way I look at it. Keep your hands off law enforcement. I don't care what your party is. Again, but facts matter. So if Zachary Rell, if it was never proven, like you said, and never charged, then he deserves his day for sure. But for some of those individuals that did commit those crimes, I'm sorry. Like, I'm pro-law enforcement. Don't put your hands on a cop. I don't care what you think.
So I think this is why people are split about it. My understanding was that it was that 18 USC 1512. It was a Pennsylvania cop who then was exonerated because it went all the way to the Supreme Court. I think, wasn't that just this past summer?
Last session, right?
Yeah,
yep.
So
before they wrapped up in June.
We had talked about it. That was my understanding, that it was that Enron case. Remember that they based it on and they did this? That was my understanding, as well as the allegation that there was the destruction of evidence, which always, if there's spoliation of evidence or destruction of evidence, generally a criminal or civil case, it gets thrown out. And that's just like across the board. That was my understanding here. But there are, if you look at the polls, I mean, people are conflicted over this, just like the birthright citizenship issue. Mm-hmm. A lot of polls out there. So But the police union is upset with the fact they're saying that crimes against law enforcement are not just attacks on individuals or public safety. They are attacks on society, undermine the rule of law. That from the FOP, Fraternal Order of Police,
yep.
And Chiefs of Police Association. So it was a joint statement, and they did put that out there. So I just wanted to follow up on that one. So mm-hmm. Conflicting.
Got it.
Number two, by the way, the other story, and we're talking a lot about the immigration reforms and what's happening, Philadelphia City Council meeting today to deal with the executive orders by the president, but also many in the national media, you'll hear about this if you haven't already, that within hours of President Donald J. Trump's inauguration, the new administration took down the Spanish language version of the official White House website.
No.
And so what I will say is that I don't know if it was Caroline Leavitt, but the Trump administration has said they are updating the page, that it's not that they're just working on it and that it will go back up. Yes. Maintenance. So they've said there's nothing nefarious here. It will go back up. But what they've said.
When is Caroline holding her first press briefing?
Oh, that's going to be epic. I can't wait for that.
27 years old.
Yes.
First youngest press secretary, I believe.
Maybe next week.
You know, I think
the binder typically did it around 2, right? It was 2 p.m. each or a couple times a week or whatever it is.
Not for nothing, but you work for Trump, so you're not going to get a lot of face time, I think.
Yeah, Trump is kind of his own. He is his own press secretary.
I mean, he's held 2 press briefings himself so far.
Yes.
I'm not sure how much press time Caroline Leavitt's going to get.
He has actually uttered more words total since inauguration than Joe did in 4 years. I tracked it. I pulled up the Microsoft Word count.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. We did mention this earlier, but I'll mention it again. Talking about Netflix hiking prices on most of your subscription tiers across the United States and Canada after the streaming giant reported 19 million new subscribers just in the last quarter of 2024, and they attributed their newest success to the Mike Tyson, they love Mike Tyson, and Jake Paul boxing match.
No love to the WWE?
Yeah, that's it. That is interesting, although WWE hasn't crashed Netflix yet. The Tyson fight did.
And I saw the release of it saying that it was like 4.9 million for the first episode, which mm-hmm. is, I mean, it's good.
Good for them, yeah.
But, you know, 300 million subscribers.
That's
you know?
True. That's true. Yeah.
It drew 108 million viewers worldwide. Most streamed sporting event ever in mm-hmm. history.
Yep.
Mike Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
He gets a rating.
Yep.
I can't believe people fell for that crap. I mean, I did too. I watched it.
We did too.
Oh, God. What a horrendous, horrendous event that was.
Yeah. So they're upping their price. I obviously have Netflix. I was going through our apps last night on the TV with YouTube TV. Netflix, Peacock, Amazon, and Disney Plus. And then I throw in the YouTube TV, which is basically our cable bill each month. And I just looked at my wife during our weekly financial crisis summit meeting at the dining room table. See, I can actually use the word crisis, unlike Alejandro Mayorkas. I have no problem using it and admitting it. We're really not saving a ton compared to what we would have if we would have went with like the two providers in this area.
No, you don't.
So I'm telling you, next year, this upcoming summer when we move to our permanent home, Amazon's gone. Disney Plus is absolutely gone. Peacock is gone. I'm going to have YouTube TV and Netflix, and that's it. If anybody approaches me, Dad, it's $7.90. I don't care. Use it out of your own pocketbook. How about that? I said pocketbook.
How about this?
Like my grandma.
How about this for Christmas? I'll gift your family a Disney Plus thing.
Just give me your password. That's all. Well, sure.
Or Peacock, whatever they want.
My husband still doesn't know that because we watch Snowfall.
Mm-hmm.
Just Michael on? David and I.
What's that on?
It's Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't know. I hate the commercials. I have zero tolerance.
You know what's the best about YouTube TV though? You talk about when they run out of their commercial inventory, they don't have any more commercials before you join your programming back in progress or your content, as they say nowadays. They have the little sound effects.
Yeah,
it's like zen. Enjoy the zen.
Yep,
I like zen. That.
Yep.
I like that better than the. So then I was like, I can't take it. So then I went and bought whatever bundle. I think it was ESPN and Hulu and Disney. I don't know. It's like $28. Larry still doesn't know. So I don't know if you're like that where all of a sudden he'll figure it out in 6 months. Be like, who spent the extra on the Hulu?
Are you unable to sit through commercials?
I can't.
You can't, really?
Mm-mm.
See, I can. I'm like a rarity. My daughters can't. My wife can't.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of that, guys, we have to get to some.
We got it.
Speaking of which, I sit through these commercials too.
Stay through this one. Thank you, Meineke. Yeah, when you step on your brakes.
Remember to patronize all our sponsors.
Please.
Thank you.
So do you hear that squeal or maybe a grinding noise? Don't wait. Take your car to your locally owned and operated Meineke, and their expert technicians are going to diagnose the problem. Find a location nearest you, Meineke.com. Thank you, Meineke. Big three.
That's right. Thank you very much, Dawn. We'll come back and get to Today in Music History, what's on tap for the Dawn Show. And during the commercial break, patronize our sponsors.
Thank you.
The three of you out there that are
fobbed off,
go pound sand, Kale and Company. Back after this.
Yeah, when it comes to your home, trust is everything, right? For 45 years, Kitchen Magic, building a reputation for transforming kitchens with such precision and such care. From the custom cabinets, and they do a beautiful job, truly in-house custom cabinets by local people right here, to the countertops, backsplashes, to the storage solutions. Everything is impeccable. They get the job done fast. In just a few days, your dream kitchen becomes a reality without the hassle. You can trust the name your neighbors have relied on for decades, Kitchen Magic. Get your free in-home consultation, kitchenmagic.com. Let's cook up something extraordinary. Kitchenmagic.com. Tell Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Let's find out what occurred today in music history.
What happened on this day in music history? Music history, history on Kale and Company.
January 22nd, we celebrate the birthdays of Steven Adler from Guns N' Roses and Steve Perry from Journey. Heavenly birthday shout-outs to Michael Hutchins from INXS, Steve Riley from Keel and Wasp, and Sam Cooke. We also lost Garth Hudson, as Greg mentioned, from the band yesterday. This includes Rich Girl by Hall & Oates in 77, Do You Believe in Love by Huey Lewis in 82, and Bringing on the Heartbreak by Def Leppard in the UK on the same day. Album include Caught in a Mosh, BBC Live in Concert by Anthrax in 2007, Dystopia by Megadeth in 2016, and Long After Dark by Tom Petty in 1983. Also in 67, the Monkees performed for the first time. In 66, the Beach Boys recorded Wouldn't It Be Nice. In 89, Metallica's first music video for One made its debut. And yesterday, Billy Idol announced an upcoming tour with Joan Jett. They'll be here at the Man on August 16th. And actually also announcing a new tour, Nine Inch Nails will be here on August 27th. But lastly, on this day a year ago, Today in Music History on PHT began.
Wow.
So, as I teased yesterday, I thought I handed out a few awards.
Okay,
and actually created awards, too.
What?
So, I'm going to do it hockey style since my side gig is a PA announcer for junior clubs in New Jersey.
Just one second, just real quick. Dawn, your show will start at 10 or 8 today.
I'm taking over the second. Okay, third star was easy. They give out three stars to every hockey game. Third star was easy. Anytime I mention a metal band, this person is mentioning metal. I know he mentioned Metallica earlier today, whether it's Venom, whether it's Maiden, Mank, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, keep going. I was going to show the audience that you actually did, like, homework.
Yes, I did. Yeah. So Mangle Mush gets our third star for the first year.
Good job.
Our second star.
Next prop.
This one was actually pretty easy because on X, he claimed doing Today from this seat was a bucket list item. So if you claim that, Newman Price, you get my second star.
I feel like Vanna White right now.
And our first star created the whole Phil Time movement on YouTube. So, Kimmy, you get the first star.
Well, there you go.
Wow, Kimmy. Kimmy, Mangle Mush, and
Newman Price.
Newman Price. Very good.
All right.
For Kale Company, I'm Phil Hoffman.
Thank you, sir. We've got like 6 seconds left. What is on tap for the Dawn Show? We find out right now.
We will tell you there's so much breaking Trump news right now and impacting Pennsylvania, impacting Philadelphia, New Jersey. So we'll have all of that breaking news right off the top. We have Terry Tracy, Broad and Liberty. Nice. I always learn so much from him.
Yep.
Brilliant guy. But he was at everything with Trump and the inaugural. He was in D.C., but last night he was in Harrisburg. So he's got the big scoop. He'll be at 11. And our Reverend, I believe our Reverend will be here. Sue will be here 10:30, but he's got a lot of church stuff. So he'll be along, but a lot breaking. So we'll fit it all in.
All right. The Dawn Show, squeezing it all in 2 hours. Your boy's going to go squeeze one out. All right.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Everybody have a great rest of your Wednesday. I've triggered enough people. Yeah. Hopefully I'm invited back tomorrow.
No.
Dawn is next, as John Fetterman would say.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.